It's the Observation Deck with Ryan Baldwin filling in for the vacation in Gordo this week, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm watching Kid, as I often do, in the living room. The mother-in-law has on one of the home shopping channels, which always throws me off because I understand I'm not the target audience for this, right? This
is, I think that's for 65 plus.
Which mother-in-law fits the demographic.
Okay. They
sell stuff like a subscription for pre-sauced ribs. Like they were offering to ship you four times a year a pack of pre-sauced ribs.
Really? What's the price? That sounds pretty good.
For pre-sauced ribs? There's no way those are good. They have to come frozen.
Right.
And I think that was like $100 or something for the year, which, okay, fine. Not a bad deal. And as I'm watching Kid, they're selling some other food item. They're selling tomato sauce. And they say something, oh, this would make a great Philadelphia tomato pie. My head whipped around.
What is that?
I've never heard of that.
Me neither. So I looked it up. And, you know, Cowboys playing the Eagles. I thought, hey, this is a good little segue.
Right.
Is that another word for pizza?
Kind of. So what they do is they take like a focaccia bread. They put pizza sauce or some tomato sauce on there, bake it first, then add more tomato sauce and just sprinkle Romano cheese on there.
Okay.
So it's...
It'd be all right.
Then they serve it at like room temp or out of the fridge.
Now that's weird.
That's where...
What are they doing there?
You could almost say it's a pizza until you say... People like cold pizza. I don't like cold pizza. But people eat cold pizza for breakfast. But this is just tomato sauce,
I ate pizza.
Some Romano cheese... And it's straight out of the fridge.
Isn't it interesting how we as humans generally require our food to be warm before we want to eat it?
Well, we spent millions of years trying to make fire. We might as well make use of the heat, right?
Right.
Yeah, we have all these high-tech ovens now and stoves. Is food in Philly great?
See, that's what I was diving into once I heard about this because you've got the Philly cheesesteak.
The most overrated sandwich in America.
Okay, yep. I agree because I was on the Philly trip last year because all the full-timers, the producers.
And they'll tell you, hey, man, you got to go to this place, and you go there, and it's so average.
And they had, like, I was walking distance from Philly's longest-running tavern, allegedly opened in 1860 and hadn't shut down since.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, that's a good walk, right? It's a 5-minute walk, and I'm walking downtown Philly on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
I walk up there. First of all, they have a guy checking IDs at the door, and I feel like I'm already in trouble, right? Because if he sees a Texas ID in Philly the day before a Cowboys game, I'm afraid I'm about to get outed in front of all of these Philly fans.
Yes.
Very cool about it. I think it helped that it said Denton on there, because I don't think he knows
what Denton is. He has no idea. Dallas, yeah.
So I get in. I'd already placed my order. It's packed. It's a Saturday, whatever. Take my order back to the hotel. The most,
kind of soggy. Kind of
soggy.
The meat's not that great.
Yeah,
the flavor's just kind of,
I don't get the cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Did you go down to the corner where they have the competing cheesesteak places?
I'd heard about that, but no, that wasn't quite within distance.
Two real famous ones, and they're across the street from each other, and they both suck. Neither of them are really that good at all.
They both specialize in average.
Yeah.
And also, if I have to go to a specific place to get a good cheesesteak, is the cheesesteak actually that good in general?
Right.
Yeah, I haven't had a good one. Been there a couple of times, and neither time did I come away thinking, man, they've got the sandwich advantage in Philly.
Aren't those Cowboys road trips fun?
Oh, yeah. Especially the Philly one. I tell everybody up here, like, if you haven't been to the Philly one, you need to go, because there is... No experience quite like, because they do one long train of buses, right? Uh-huh. Where the players and the media all go. And it's got a police escort. Everybody's getting out of the way. So everybody knows who's on these buses. And you go down Broad Street. We pass the Broad Street Diner, and there's 40 people outside
flipping off.
Everybody's honking as you drive by. And one of the media members on the bus is like, oh, inflation hit them hard. They don't have any eggs this year to throw at us.
Yeah, I'm dating myself, but back at our old job when George and I worked at another radio station before the ticket started, my job was to go on Cowboys road trips. And this is back in the day that when they went to Washington, they played at RFK. Same thing. Train of buses through that neighborhood, and you got everything thrown at the bus. It was very old school. They played at the Vet in Philly. Same thing. I mean, those teams, I don't recall that happening going to the Meadowlands in New Jersey. But in Washington and Philly in particular, the greetings were so crude and rude, and it was awesome.
The only time I've been up there for a Cowboy game is when the show went up there, 06, 07-ish,
yeah.
Somewhere in there. And the Cowboys won with Drew Bledsoe at quarterback. And I just remember going out in that parking lot thinking, let's just get to the car somehow.
Get
because
out of here.
Every fan was so ticked. I think I had my Cowboys windbreaker on. And I
you
think
did.
I took it off and rolled it up, just thinking, man, I do not want to try to fight my way to the car. There were fires going all over the and trash cans. I mean, it was just very post-apocalyptic, and it probably was because they lost to the Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
So after going through all the Philly food, my thought, of course, was, oh, we've got better food in Dallas, right? You kind of start looking, though, and a lot of the food is, like, Texas-based, right? Like, barbecue's
yeah.
kind of Texas, obviously Tex-Mex.
I would put our barbecue and our Tex-Mex up against anything they've got.
But it's not really, like, known from Dallas,
no,
right?
No,
not
this
like
is
the cheese steak.
Dallas, right. Yeah, right.
But, you know, it is originally from Dallas, George.
Fajitas?
The Frozen Awesome.
Oh, there we go.
That's okay. Right. Whoa. Some restaurant on Greenville Avenue.
La Hacienda.
That's it.
That yes. The first Frozen Awesome?
Yes.
Okay.
He mixed up an ice cream machine, fixed it up, and then started putting margaritas in there. And that's
yeah,
how you end up with
man,
the Frozen
man.
Awesome.
What an invention that was.
They have some debate over the corn dog as well from the state fair.
It started at the state fair, didn't it?
Apparently, there's another place on the West Coast that has a Pronto Pup. That is similar. There's some debate as to whether that actually originated in Dallas. I don't know. I feel like...
Okay, I'd take a corny dog from the state fair over a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, absolutely. Especially you're walking... It's something about the fair vibe, too, right? Because
yeah.
there was that one point where I think Fletcher's started selling from a restaurant, too, right? There's a couple...
Yeah, I think so.
A few months where they were selling, and I went and got one. Eh. There's something about it that doesn't hit unless you're
at the fair. Right.
I don't know why that is. But yeah, overall, I'd say the food in Texas for sure better than Philly.
Oh, yeah.
But we have less stuff, I think, from Dallas specifically.
Yeah.
Which you would think as big and as multicultural as we are, we'd have more food that we are known for specifically.
It is odd.
Did we determine that the fajita was a Dallas thing? The most impactful entree of the last 40 years.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Maybe it was San Antonio. I was thinking it was Dallas.
Where was the fajita invented?
Apparently the ballpark nacho was invented in Arlington. I don't know if we're counting that for Dallas.
Was it really?
But the ballpark nachos specifically.
Okay.
With not
the old
nachos, but ballpark nachos
ballpark
specifically.
Nachos.
Where like the melted cheese.
Melted Velveeta
yeah.
cheese, yeah.
All right.
AI says fajitas were invented in the Rio Grande Valley
okay.
in South Texas and in northern Mexico in the 30s and 40s.
Well, okay. And if there's one thing we know to be true, if AI says so,
it's got to
yeah,
be true. 100%
the truth.
The dish was later popularized in the 70s by Ninfas in Houston.
Okay.
So they may have been the first restaurant that really served it and got notoriety for that dish you love.
Is the sizzle of the fajita overrated when they bring it out? Every restaurant does that now, right?
Yeah, it used to be very cool. It's not that big a deal now, and as we've said many times on this show, it will give you fajita shirt.
Yeah,
you'll
it stinks
smell
up
like
the
fajitas
whole place
when you leave,
and you're
yeah.
trying to have a conversation and the table next to you has ordered
you're
four
sizzling.
Different sets of fajitas.
Yes.
You can't hear them because all you hear is sizzling fajita plates,
right?
Yeah, but they're in for good though. Good